Blake Masters blasts Biden's America Last Energy Policy, touts nuclear power. By Joshua Kaplan on August 12, 2021. Appearing Thursday on the Morning Ritual show with Garrett Lewis, Arizona Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters took aim at President Joe Biden's American Last Energy Policies and expressed support for boosting investment in nuclear power to help the U.S. achieve energy independence. Listen from 1610. A transcript is as follows. Garrett Lewis, Joe Biden comes out yesterday and says gas prices is high. He lies and says they are the lowest they've been in the last decade. Since earlier in the decade, which is last year, and they were really low under President Trump. But he said he's asking OPEC to actually boost their oil production, to get more oil to us. He actually canceled contracts to drill for oil and drill for natural gas. He killed the Keystone pipeline and he's like, I'm going to ask these terrorist countries. These countries that hate us to product more oil and we can buy it from them and support them even more. This is insane. What would you do if you were senator? Blake Masters, we have to be energy independent. That is not even a pie-in-the-sky dream. It's imminently achievable. In fact, we were there at the tail end of the Trump administration. This has been so stark, this change from President Trump to President Biden. In just a few months we went from a net energy exporter to, we had all the energy we needed and then some, to begging OPEC for energy, for oil. It's just America Last policy. It's what happens when you put people like Biden and Harris in charge. I think we gotta re-implement all of the Trump administration's policies. And long term, I'm a pro-nuclear power guy. I think nuclear power can be clean, safe, efficient. It is how we use technology to solve our energy demands decades in the future. I think there will be some transition away from fossil fuels. But we should absolutely use our natural resources wisely. They're ours, that's American treasure, we can use it, we can be independent. President Trump showed us how.